College Practical English Course
大学实用英语综合教程第一册
Unit 1 Part 1 Language Skills Development
1. Starter A. Read the lyrics of a song. Listen to the tape or the CD and sing in chorus.
To help me cope with anything. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail.Something good in everything I see. I believe in angels. When I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the stream. I have a dream. Oh yeah. I have a dream.
B. Listen to a short passage entitled My Dream and answer the following questions.
My Dream. Dreams are the wind for our sails on the ocean. Dreams kindle a flame to illuminate our dark roads. Dreams protect our hearts. Martin Luther King had a dream. It was to have justice for all people. Lincoln had a dream. It was to set the slaves free. They sought their dreams and finally made them come true. I have a dream, which is to help those people who need help. There are too many wars and disasters. About 16,000 people have died in the Iraq War, and one child dies every 8 seconds in Africa because of starvation. I have dreams. You have dreams, and they have dreams too. We should help them. We should save their lives so they can pursue their own dreams. As the lyric of a song goes, we are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. Well, that's my dream, a simple but meaningful dream. 2. Text. Don't let anyone steal your dreams.
I have a friend named Monty Roberts who owns a horse ranch in San Ysidro. He has let me use his house to put on fundraising events to raise money for youth at risk programs. The last time I was there, he introduced me by saying, I want to tell you why I let Jack use my house. It all goes back to a story about a young man who was the son of an itinerant horse trainer who would go from stable to stable, racetrack to racetrack, farm to farm, and ranch to ranch, training horses. As a result, the boy's high school career was continually interrupted. When he was a senior, he was asked to write a paper about what he wanted to be and do when he grew up. That night, he wrote a 7-page paper describing his goal of someday owning a horse ranch. He wrote about his dream in great detail, and he even drew a diagram of a 200-acre ranch showing the location of all the buildings, the stables, and the track. Then he drew a detailed floor plan for a 4,000-square-foot house that would sit on a 200-acre dream ranch. He put a great deal of his heart into the project, and the next day he handed it in to his teacher. 2 days later, he received his paper back. On the front page was a large red F with a note that read, "See me after class." The boy with a dream went to see the teacher after class and asked, "Why did I receive an F?" The teacher said, "This is an unrealistic dream for a young boy like you. You have no money. You come from an itinerant family. You have no resources. Owning a horse ranch requires a lot of money. You have to buy the land. You have to pay for the original breeding stock, and later you'll have to pay large stock fees. There's no way you could ever do it." Then the teacher added, "If you will rewrite this paper with a more realistic goal, I will reconsider your grade." The boy went home and thought about it long and hard. He asked his father what he should do. His father said, "Look, son, you have to make up your own mind on this. However, I think it is a very important decision for you." Finally, after sitting with it for a week, the boy turned in the same paper, making no changes at all. He stated, "You can keep the F, and I'll keep my dream." Monty then turned to the assembled group and said, "I tell you this story because you are sitting in my 4,000-square-foot house in the middle of my 200-acre horse ranch. I still have that school paper framed over the fireplace." He added, "The best part of the story is that 2 summers ago, that same school teacher brought 30 kids to camp out on my ranch for a week. When the teacher was leaving, he said, Look, Monty, I can tell you this now. When I was your teacher, I was something of a dream stealer. During those years, I stole a lot of kids' dreams. Fortunately, you had enough gumption not to give up on yours. Don't let anyone steal your dreams. Follow your heart, no matter what.
New words.
Ranch.
Fundraising.
Itinerant.
Stable.
Track.
Continually.
Senior.
Diagram.
Acre.
Location.
Detailed.
Unrealistic.
Resource.
Original.
Breeding.
Stock.
Stud.
Fee.
Rewrite.
Realistic.
Reconsider.
State.
Assemble.
Frame.
Fireplace.
Gumption.
Proper nouns.
Monty Roberts.
San Ysidro.
Jack.
Part 2.
Language in use.
1. Dialogue. Freshman Orientation Week. After a long, hot summer, freshmen have arrived to start college life. As a senior, Klein is helping to instruct the incoming students. He meets his friend Scarlett on campus, and they have a conversation. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks, then read it aloud.
Hey, Klein, do you want to hang out? I'm craving ice cream.
Can't right now. I signed up to be a mentor for the new students. What do you call them? Freshmen. I'm on a panel of people giving presentations at 3 o'clock.
Okay. And yeah, it's freshmen, usually. Although some people say that term is not PC. That's why some universities like Yale call them fresh persons. In the UK, they call them freshers.
Well, they're fresh, all right. My presentation is on library services, the computer lab, and email policies. So what kind of orientation did you have at your school in the States?
I had several different people help me learn the ropes. Not long after I graduated from high school, I got an email from a junior in my department. She was what we call a peer counselor.
You mean like a mentor?
Yeah, sort of. She asked me if I had any questions. We got together during freshman orientation week, and she walked me through what I needed to do.
I think Chinese students need more advising in terms of how to set up bank accounts and how to manage their study time.
That makes sense. Different educational systems, I guess. I know a lot of people who never like working with any advisors. You know, in any kind of learning, you get out of it what you put into it.
New words.
Freshman.
Incoming.
Crave.
Mentor.
Panel.
Presentation.
Fresh person.
Fresher.
Email.
Policy.
Orientation.
Junior.
Peer.
Counselor.
Account.
Educational.
System.
Advisor. Proper nouns.
Klein.
Scarlett.
Yale. 2. Pair work. Talking about freshman orientation. Reference answer.
Do you know we'll have a freshman orientation week?
Yes. What do you expect to learn from it?
I hope to have some lectures on library services, the computer lab, and email policies. How about you?
I'd like to learn how to set up bank accounts and how to manage my study time.
Yes, that's important. How to choose courses is also what I want to learn from it.
As a freshman, I think I have a lot to learn. Therefore, I'd like to have someone walk me through what I need to do.
That sounds good. It will be better if we can have a mentor to give us some advice on what we need to do.
Anyway, Freshman Orientation Week is necessary for us. Hope it will be of great help to us. 3. Text. Harvard Opening Ceremony Speech.
Introduction. Welcome to the women and men of the class of 2006, and welcome to the Harvard experience that awaits you. I would also like to extend a special welcome to the transfer students and their families who are here with us this evening. Having just finished my freshman year as president, I can recall how you must feel. This class is a truly remarkable group of people. You include professional musicians and successful entrepreneurs, published scientists and poets, star athletes and dedicated social service providers, speakers of more than a dozen languages, and experts in countless areas. Every one of you has stood out, and every one of you has great potential. Reading your admissions essays, I was reminded that Newton and Einstein did most of their thinking about physics in their 20s. However, you don't have to put too much pressure on yourself. Enjoy the rest of freshman week and then get cracking. But that is not to say anyone should ever feel intimidated. Everyone here belongs, and everyone will find their place. Surveys find that most Harvard freshmen think they are in the bottom half of their class when they arrive. By the time they leave here, surveys find that most Harvard seniors feel they are in the top half. You are all certainly lucky to be at a place that somehow manages to teach its students how to repeal the basic rules of statistics. There will be many things, many traditions that you will come to know. But what I believe is most important about this place we all find ourselves at is that it is a center for the development and transmission of new and original thoughts and ideas. And increasingly, it is ideas that are ultimately most important in this world. Advice. In just 45 months, most of you will be Harvard alumni. How can you get the most out of your time here? It was William Butler Yeats who said, "Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire." First, follow your passion, not your calculation. Yes, you should choose courses that cohere and follow a program towards your objective. But most importantly, do or pursue what captures your imagination. Don't let anything stand in the way of your curiosity of what you really want to do. Be open to every possibility. For most of you sitting in this place, 4 years from now, what will have been most important at Harvard is something you do not now imagine. Second, remember the faculty is here for you. There is no more important responsibility for any of us as members of the faculty than teaching and working with you, the students of Harvard College. Do not be shy. At one time, a sophomore knocked on the door of my office and said, "Professor Summers, that paper you wrote on unemployment is really pretty good, but it has a number of mistakes. I'd like a job as a research assistant." That led to a good relationship for both of us. Third, learn how to learn. Any fact that you encounter in your studies now is not very likely to remain very relevant and important over your whole career, unless, of course, you want to retire when you are 37. Fourth, learn from each other. You will maximize that learning if you take advantage of the diversity of the Harvard community, reaching out to people from very different backgrounds than your own. Follow your passion. Take advantage of the faculty. Learn how to learn and learn from each other. Conclusion. Let me say in conclusion to the first years sitting here and their parents. This day does, in some ways, mark the end of one stage in the relationship between parent and child. It also represents the beginning of a different and equally fulfilling stage in a relationship between child and parent. Students, call home often. Parents, don't worry too much. Good luck and Godspeed to the class of 2006.
New words.
Await.
Extend.
Transfer.
Recall.
Remarkable.
Entrepreneur.
Athlete.
Dedicated.
Potential.
Admission.
Intimidate.
Repeal.
Statistics.
Transmission.
Increasingly.
Ultimately.
Alumni.
Filling.
Pale.
Lighting.
Passion.
Calculation.
Cohere.
Objective.
Pursue.
Capture.
Imagination.
Curiosity.
Possibility.
Faculty.
Responsibility.
Sophomore.
Unemployment.
Encounter.
Relevant.
Career.
Retire.
Maximize.
Diversity.
Conclusion.
Represent.
Fulfilling.
Godspeed.
Proper nouns.
Newton.
Einstein.
William Butler Yeats.
Harvard College.
Summers.
The Harvard Community.
Part 3.
Enhancement of language abilities. 1. Get your pronunciation right. A. Listen and practice, paying attention to the sound linking.
1. There is a picture in front of a classroom.
2. The bus will be back in half an hour.
3. Will it take a lot of time to go to town on foot?
4. Lots of eggs are in a basket.
5. Sorry to call you at this unexpected hour.
6. The doctor says I must take a couple of days off.
B. Read the following aloud and pay attention to the linking of sounds.
1. Have the newspapers come yet?
Not yet.
What's up with the postal system anyway? How can the society make progress with this type of poor efficiency?
Don't worry about it. Maybe the papers will come this afternoon.
Now, what am I going to do this morning? 2. What's the meaning of this fly in my soup?
I don't know, sir. I'm a waiter, not a fortune teller.
Waiter? Your finger is in my soup.
That's all right. It's so used to the heat that I hardly noticed it.
3. Tongue twister.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. A peck of pickled pepper Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper, where is the peck of pickled pepper Peter Piper picked?